Just ahead, Dog Bites Man in the Pocketbook. First, this note on emerging science from Jen Goodman.
The notorious tendency of teenagers to hit the snooze button while sleeping away most of a morning is no cause for alarm. As it turns out, adolescent sleep habits are just part of their biology. New research from the University of Munich shows that children continue to sleep more hours later into the day until around the age of 20. But at this age, the body's internal biological clock undergoes an abrupt change, after which most people require less sleep as they get older. Scientists pinpointed the age at which this change occurs by plotting the sleeping habits of 25,000 people between the ages of 8 and 90. Then they calculated the midpoint of each person's sleep, the time halfway between when the participants reported that they went to bed and when they woke up. The data showed that men continue to sleep late until the age of 21, while the turning point for women is 19 and a half years, which might explain the reason why women develop earlier than men. Scientists suggest that because the shift in sleeping habits after age 20 is so dramatic, it can be used as an official marker for the end of adolescence. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jen Goodman.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Argosy Foundation Contemporary Music Fund, supporting the creation, performance, and recording of new music. The Noyce Foundation, dedicated to improving math and science instruction from kindergarten through grade 12. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at wkkf.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.